All right. Hello. Welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. It is Friday, Emmett Fox Friday. I am Jason Napolitano, and I have the pleasure of having Mr. Chris Sheridan on the phone here with us today. How are you, sir?
I'm great. It's Friday the 13th, actually.
It is indeed, isn't
2020.
It?
2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Friday the 13th, 2020.
So throw that in there for context. Yeah.
Put your helmet on and strap yourself in. It's Friday the 13th, 2020. All right. God bless. It's probably a good luck day, you know?
Yeah, the way things have been going, yeah.
I don't know. So there you go.
There's a ladder and my black cat and
everything else. You know, exactly. Yeah. Well, let's make our own luck here, and we'll get our minds to work and minds on positive things using this beautiful Emmett Fox New Thought work from Find and Use Your Inner Power. We're going to look today at One Spanking Should Be Enough. Bit of a funny title, and maybe you're thinking to yourself, one spanking is never enough. But whatever your proclivities, this is about is an important subject. So bear with us. So I'm going to start. Chris is going to pick it up, and then I'll end, and then we'll talk about this subject. One spanking should be enough. Great souls learn great lessons from small events. We lesser fry should reflect upon this fact and endeavor to extract from our experience the lesson that it is certain to contain.
Nothing can happen to you unless it finds some kind of correspondence in your own mentality. And it follows from this that every seeming misfortune is but a signal of something wrong within. When something happens to vex or harass you, refuse to be thrown off your balance. Analyze the thing dispassionately. Find out where you made the mistake and resolve never to repeat that false step. Change the present grief to experience in your mental books and consider it well worth the while for the lesson you have received. In this way, you will make continuous and rapid progress toward peace of mind and true place.
Foolish people make the same mistakes over and over again and are punished afresh every time. But for the intelligent student of life, one spanking is usually enough for the same mistake. Again, the caveat there is maybe one spanking is never enough. But in this particular case, so what we're talking about really, this idea of this one spanking, we don't use spanking as much as was used in these days.
It's really been outlawed, I think.
It's been outlawed. Yeah. But also, I think we think of we think of it as we think of spanking in S&M terms, right? And right.
Now it just shows up as insults on social media.
There you go. That's a spanking. Yeah. But I think the idea really what he's getting at is that life is kind of kicking you in the ass, as it were. So you need to kind of learn your lesson from that. By the way, I like that word vex. Mm. When something happens to vex or harass you, I like how the English say I'm vexed by this or that. I think that's kind of a neat word. I wanted to go to the top too, where he says we lesser fry should reflect upon this fact. If you're not familiar with that is an old-timey term. Fry is a small fish. You might have heard it's the small that saying small fry, he's a small fry. He's really kind of saying like, you know, great souls learn great lessons from small events. And, you know, we normal humans basically should reflect upon this fact and endeavor to, you know, learn from our own experiences, kind of what he's getting at. But that's a big lesson right there. Great souls learn great lessons from small events, So, you know, great philosophers are able to extract meaning out of the most tiny events in their lives. Whereas some of us, you know, and I'm sure we've all felt this before, you know, can just get completely knocked down by life and, you know, get back up to our great astonishment and with great effort and then, you know, make the same stupid mistake yet again and get knocked down one more time, never having learned anything. And really, that's what he's getting at, isn't he?
He is. And it's amazing how much abuse, a lot of times at our own hand, and punishment, we can take and then just still be stubborn or not see the lesson or not want to change something we're doing to just go back to have the same. What do they say? That's the definition of insanity, is keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And you know, if I can just point out one example of this spanking, this isn't, you know, like a moral judgment or something. It's really on the level of cause and effect. That if you, and here's something that one should be enough. If you see the stove and it's glowing red hot and you touch it and you get burned, that's just cause and effect. That's just scientific. It's not a judgment. It's not you should have known better. It's not you were morally corrupt. It's just, it's hot. And if you touch it, you're going to get burned. So that spanking, so to speak, should be enough. You don't have to test that theory out again. And I don't think we do with some of those more physical things, but if it's an emotional thing or a situational thing or an attitude or a belief or just going about our day the same way and getting the same negative results, the same spanking, it's really time to take a look and see about changing that.
Absolutely. I don't know why this popped into my head, but I was thinking, like, just think about, you know, in drug and alcohol abuse, you know, you could kind of replace this with like one DUI should be enough. One blackout, falling down, breaking your nose should be enough. One, you know, stupid fight with your best friend and, you know, breaking your arm should be enough. But, you know, or whatever, you know, put in whatever crazy thing happens when you're, you know, when you're not learning your lessons from your particular patterns of behavior, right? So really, until you're ready to kind of recognize and, you know, change what he says, charge the present grief to experience in your mental books and consider it well worth for the well worthwhile for the lesson you received. That doesn't mean I need to beat myself up for the past 5 years that I've been doing stupid stuff. It doesn't mean that I, you know, need to feel guilty to the point where I can't make changes. It's he's saying charge the present grief to experience. In other words, learn what you need to learn from it dispassionately, right? When he said something like that, and he even says that, analyze the thing dispassionately. It means you have to take all the emotional content out of you, take all the judgments, take all the issues, and even the excuses out of it. That's another thing. Speaking of recovery, you know, all I drink, she made me mad and it caused me to, you know, go on a bender, caused me to go, you know, go get drunk, caused me to go, you know, use again or whatever it is. You know, he did this to me to make me do that. You know, that's the sort of things. Those are excuses. You know, you're not being dispassionate because you know it's your actions that you're taking and you know that it's not a healthy thing for you. You know, you're not learning from those experiences. You're not learning from those mistakes. You're still chalking them up to something outside yourself, to some, you know, in other words, you have to be somewhat dispassionate. You have to be able to connect off, the guilt and the recriminations and so on that keep, you know, that cripple you, that keep you from making those changes you need to make. But at the same time, you have to recognize and take responsibility for what's yours. It's a hard thing to do sometimes, isn't it?
It's a hard thing to get across to people. And they, you know, don't come to it easily. None of us do.
No, we fight it.
It's a big surrender. You have to wave the white flag. And, you know, no matter what somebody else did to you, and some, you know, talking about alcoholism, you know, some people that, you know, as children were, you know, put through very, very difficult situations, some unimaginable. And you could say, well, that caused them to drink. That may have been one way they could manage some of the internal pain growing up. But at the end of the day, or really at the beginning of a new day, no matter who did what to you, there is still that your part in it. And, you know, like he says, you know, refuse to be thrown off your balance.
Yeah.
You know, it's a signal of something wrong within. Because these things can't really hurt you if you have, you know, a stronger core. Things that will throw you off balance. You know, I know you do martial arts. That's always a thing. It's always, you know, you throw a kick, you jump or do this. And, you know, you still got to get back on your balance or you'll be vulnerable to, you know, counterattack and maybe hard to recover. So it's really important to maintain, and that's a central balance. That's that part in you that has strength, that even if somebody throws you an insult or does a disservice or an injustice or a crime against you, that's one thing. But what can happen many times after that is the feeling of being victimized, or it shouldn't have happened, and why did they do this to me? And even if it seems so external, that may be the impetus, but how you process it and how it can ultimately affect you, that is something we actually do have power over. And it's through recognizing it and working through it and finding the lesson. That's the question we need to ask. Why am I so thrown off by this random comment somebody made? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with me? It's like, well, get to the point. What's the lesson? What is it I need to know about myself? How can I learn from this? Because I don't want this. I don't want to get spanked. This way. So that's a good question to ask, since he's kind of talking about that. He's very much talking about learning this lesson. And I know some people talk about, it's like, geez, how many times do I have to get this lesson? It seems like I get the same lesson over and over again. It's like, well, you do get it over and over again until you learn it. It's the same lesson. It's not 50 lessons. It's the same lesson 50 different ways until you get it. The minute you get it, you don't get it again. You might get tested with the same thing that would have thrown you off before. And then that'll be a marker of, oh, I didn't get thrown off. Then you know you've learned the lesson when the thing doesn't, bother you like it used to. For example.
That's a great point. And I think that's the thing about this whole idea of learning something through a painful experience, a mistake of, getting knocked off your high horse or whatever you want to call it, whatever happens to sort of do this to cause you pain. The point really is with this whole thing is that pain is a good indicator that, something is wrong. Something, like you said, is like internally speaking, something's not adjusted or something's not working correctly. And again, we'll go getting back to the idea of like, say, alcohol or drug addiction, your way of treating whatever problem is bothering you, or multiple problems that are going on internally, mental, spiritual, psychological, whatever issues that are kind of that you're trying to treat through the drugs and alcohol, trying to self-medicate, as we often say, it's not a very elegant solution to the problem most of the time. Let's just say that it's maybe the best thing we have access to it at a certain point in our lives. But once we learn that, in fact, it's really just kind of temporarily covering up some symptoms, and then those symptoms come back even stronger later. And then there's all these unintended physical consequences that go along with trying to bury or assuage these feelings, or to try to, medicate them away in some fashion or another. If we can look at the thing and go, when I say in the middle of a, terrible hangover while you're sitting in jail from, doing something idiotic, or, your wife has just divorced you and she's pulling down the street and you're kind of looking at your life and going, maybe this isn't the best solution to these issues and these problems that I have. And maybe I need to look at a new way of doing it. But again, you have to, it's a strange thing because it's a painful situation. So you find that, you have to experience that pain. You can't pretend it's not there, but at the same time, you have to have some leverage on it. You have to be somewhat dispassionate about it. He says to be able to learn the lesson in it, to not just keep going over and over again. Like you said, why does this same thing keep happening over and over again to me? Got to get to the heart of it. And sometimes that can be kind of hard. And sometimes, to do that, you may need to, especially in, recovery or, in addiction, you're going to need to do, maybe do some therapeutic work, get into a 12-step program, whatever. But, in life, oftentimes there's issues that'll bug us, for years and years and years and years. And, we may just need, the help of a therapist or a spiritual, teacher or a counselor, pastor, a priest, a rabbi, somebody that, sits outside of us, that can help us to get a little bit of a dispassionate point of view so that we can see this a little bit more objectively and maybe take the right actions to learn the lesson. Because sometimes it's difficult in that space and in that mindset to see what you need to learn. Right. And that's,
or even just the concept of that being a lesson.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just even on the broad level
to recognize it as a lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if it seems like it came from somebody else or an external source or something beyond your control that happened to you, or if it's circumstance or just your bad luck again or something like that. It's just having that concept, being willing and open to entertain that idea of, maybe this is something I need to look at. And again, not to blame yourself, really, the bottom line is the good news, or actually the bad news, is that nobody can really solve this but you.
Yeah.
And the good news is nobody can solve it but you. So, yes, it's a burden for it to be placed on your shoulders or on your plate, because you're experiencing this.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a new experience with it, you have to go about approaching it in a new way. Look at it as, geez, okay, what do I need to learn? And then find out what that is, and then put that to practice. You know, that, oh, well, I've learned this from that. I'm not coming up with a particular example right now, but sometimes the realization takes a while. You know, you may have to keep looking at, because these are habits of thought. They're habits of reaction to something, and they can become ingrained, especially if something's either happens over and over again, or something big that happened, you think about it over and over again. It's still, you're licking your wound. It's becoming fresh again. And that metaphor with licking the wound is the wound that will never heal, because you're constantly digging into it. But to be able to be open and willing enough to go, okay, this isn't my fault. This person did this to me, and that was maybe unjust. But still, even though there's something I need to learn, to where, I can move forward with my life without this being a burden.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't change what happened. It changes how you process and how you live with that from this day forward. And yes, this dispassionate look, and that's hard to do. It helps working with another person who is more objective than you, because we're mired in our own thoughts and emotion. One technique, and I actually learned this through the program, is to pray. It's like a meditation, but it's a request. You're asking for, please give me a new way of looking at this situation and myself in it. And that's it.
Mm.
You know, a lot of times we keep looking at these things the same way, and then we're finding ways. And this is where we get lost. This is where we don't really treat the problem, because we're stuck in the, well, they shouldn't have done this. Or if you did something wrong, then you're justifying it. Well, I had a wrong turn here and there, and, maybe it was my turn to screw someone over for some cash, or, whatever it is, that you're spending more time in the emotion of it and justifying it, or criticizing the other person for doing it, or using it, like he says, as an excuse for ways that you're not moving forward with your life. Ask for a new experience. Okay, how can I look at this different? I'm willing to look at this in a new way, to gain a new insight, so I can have a new experience. Because this experience of getting spanked for this thing over and over again, I no longer want this experience. I want a new experience. I want a much better one.
Yeah. Great point.
That can be a starting point.
That's great. I'm glad you brought that up. That was a great example from the program. One word I wanted to speak about a little bit, just really shortly, because we're going to wrap it up. But is this idea of guilt, self-recrimination, and so on. I want to say this, because I think sometimes, especially in the world today that we live in, and in this and the new age world, especially the spiritual world, you know, people are constantly talking about, you know, don't feel guilt, don't feel self-recrimination, don't do this, don't do that. And it's like, here, the reality of the situation is guilt is a necessary and constructive thing. Feel it, deal with it, deal with the pains, the guilt, the self-recrimination. You're going to have to experience them, feel them, and own them. What we're really talking about, because that's part of the growth process, it's painful. That's what the spanking is. That's what the pain is there to do, is life is kicking you in the ass so that you can change your ways. What doesn't work, though, is to wallow in that guilt and then use that guilt as an excuse to continue the behavior. What's the difference anyway? Or, you know, I feel so bad about it, I'm going to go and get drunk. Or I feel so bad about, you know, abusing this person, I'm going to abuse them some more because, you know, I feel bad. It becomes a self-referential sort of excuse, in a sense, the guilt. And that's where I think this idea of dispassion comes in. It's not that guilt isn't there. It's not that there's not bad feelings and pain. It's that you figure out a way to rise above it, to look at it somewhat objectively and in a way that starts cracking the door open for love to come in, so that you can make those true transformations and really change the way that you see things and experience things, like you talked about. But, you know, you can't skip the process of like, oh, I'm just going to, everything's rosy and I don't feel, you know, pretend like you don't feel guilt or pain or whatever. You need to own that and recognize that the real issue is you don't want to wallow in it and allow it to stop your process of growth and, you know, transformation, you know, because that, you know, in a way, just like you're talking about licking your wounds, in a way that pain is a sort of a scab, you know, it's kind of providing a covering over and a healing process, but you have to allow it to keep unfolding. You know, you can't, you know, if you keep indulging in the guilt and the pain and the self-recrimination, that's like ripping a scab off over and over and over again. It's never going to heal. So there's healthy guilt, a healthy sort of sense of responsibility. And then there's this unhealthy sort of, you know, because I did these things, I'm a bad person. Not I did some bad things, but I'm a bad person fundamentally. And that's where you don't want to go down that path, because there's nothing but darkness down that path. You have anything to add to that?
Yeah, well, that's a great point, because if you beat yourself up, first of all, you're not going to help yourself do better or be better.
Yeah.
If you reinforce this thing, I think those are both extremes. One, kind of ignoring it or covering it up to where, you know, you pretend it's not there, or I didn't. So if you did something bad, or then pretend that you didn't, or try to justify it away.
Make excuses.
Or the other extreme. Yeah. Or the other extreme then is to like, oh, I'm a bad person. I like how you went there with that. What's in between is, okay, I can put this aside. I want to put this behind me, but I have to address it right now in front of me. I did a bad thing. I did something wrong. I own that. You know, it's like if you break it, you bought it. So okay, now you bought it. Now you own it. And ask, what can I do to make it better? And if you can't make this thing better, this particular thing that you're upset about, how can I make myself better so I don't make this mistake again? Just ask how can I be better?
Yeah.
How can I not do this again? Or my, you know, say if it's an angry outburst or something, it's like, it hasn't been productive. It just makes everybody upset and it makes me angrier and I'm still not getting any results. So how can I, in a similar situation, when it comes up again, how can I react differently? You know, what's a better response for this? And may that wash over me in the moment of crisis instead of this one. You have to dislodge yourself, but you have to own up to it. So I like what you're saying. Admit to it. And also know that you are good enough, first of all, to admit to that you did something wrong. That takes a big person. That means you're a good person, especially if you're following that with, and I want to make amends, I want to make this better, or make myself better to why I don't do this again.
Yeah, it's a recognition of the truth of actually what has occurred, and a movement towards a reconciliation or like you said, in a making of amends for those actions. So I think that's going to do it for us. I appreciate your input and your insights. Thank you so much. I'm going to read this last portion again because I think it really bears reading over and over. Foolish people make the same mistakes over and over again and are punished afresh every time. But for the intelligent student of life, one spanking is usually enough for the same mistake. So don't continue going through the same painful things over and over and over again. Learn from your mistakes and, you know, grow and move forward. And we've given you a few ideas here that I think will help. And, you know, again, like Chris said, you know, pray for that help and pray for the help to make those transformations and work with, you know, work with the higher source, work with your inner higher source and so on to make these transformations. And, you know, we're here praying for everybody out there who's working through challenging times as well. And we thank you for joining us each week here on the show on Friday for our Emmett Fox show and on Sunday for our Cosmic Eye show, which is our little bit longer show that we do. Chris has a book called The Spirit in the Sky. My book is If You Can Worry, You Can Meditate. And you can make a donation if you'd like to do so at anchor.fm/cosmiceye to help keep the show on the air. And you can check us out at cosmiceye.org as well. Thank you again, Chris. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back on Sunday. We'll see everybody in a couple days. Goodbye and God bless.